Welcome back to the Divine Office Online Podcast, or Praying with Scripture, as I sometimes like to call this prayer. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Instead of a hymn today, I'd like to teach you a special prayer that my mother got out of one of her prayer books and shared with me. This one I could use to ask God for grace more often. And I love it. It covers so much. Dear Holy Spirit, my God, teach me to speak wisely. Let me avoid useless thoughts and useless conversations. Help me to speak often with you. Grant that my words may never hurt men of goodwill. May my words always bring consolation to those in sorrow and guidance to those in need. Take my lips and make them yours. Take possession of my mind and make it an instrument of your goodness and a channel of truth. I hope to become a lover of silence who prefers to talk to God than to men. In my human conversation, may I always bring them closer to you and you closer to them. I ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. So what I love about that prayer is just the all-inclusive way it speaks about so many graces in such an honest and relatable way. It's like it's reminding me of so many times I'm like, oh my gosh, did I really do this? Did I really lose the opportunity to do that? And it's not all just sins that you avoid, but it asks God to make you an evangelist, to make you an instrument of his peace. Take my lips and make them yours. Take possession of my mind. How can you compete with asking, you know? It's just such a beautiful, short, simple, easy way to ask God, the Holy Spirit, to pervade and overcome our deepest faults and raise us up to these wonderful works of faith acting through love. So with that prayer, let's go to the divine office itself. I, the Lord, am your Savior and Redeemer. Alleluia. Let's pray Psalm 135 together. Praise for the wonderful things God does for us. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise him, servants of the Lord, who stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing a psalm to his name, for he is loving. For the Lord has chosen Jacob for himself, and Israel for his own possession. For I know the Lord is great, that our Lord is high above all gods. The Lord does whatever he wills, in heaven, on earth, in the seas. He summons clouds from the ends of the earth, makes lightning produce the rain. From his treasuries he sends forth the wind. The firstborn of the Egyptians he smote, of man and beast alike. Signs and wonders he worked in the midst of your land, O Egypt, against Pharaoh and all his servants. Nations in their greatness he struck, and kings in their splendor he slew. Sihon, king of the Amorites, Og, the king of Bashan, and all the kingdoms of Canaan. He let Israel inherit their land. On his people their land he bestowed. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. In honor of Mary's gifts from God the Father, save us, Father. Show us yourself, our Father, and show us that you will what's good for us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I, the Lord, am your Savior and Redeemer. Alleluia. Blessed is the kingdom of David, our Father, which has come among us. Alleluia. Lord, your name stands forever, unforgotten from age to age. For the Lord does justice for his people. The Lord takes pity on his servants. Pagan idols are silver and gold, the work of human hands. They have mouths, but they cannot speak. They have eyes, but they cannot see. They have ears, but they cannot hear. There is never a breath on their lips. Their makers will come to be like them, and so will all who trust in them. Sons of Israel, bless the Lord. Sons of Aaron, bless the Lord. Sons of Levi, bless the Lord. You who fear him, bless the Lord. From Zion, may the Lord be blessed, he who dwells in Jerusalem. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Blessed is the kingdom of David, our Father, which has come among us. Alleluia. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Let us sing to the Lord, gracious and glorious in his triumph. Alleluia. In honor of Mary's gifts and God the Son, I ask that you take care of all of us, both listening to this prayer and praying this prayer here in our families. I don't know what else to ask for. Just help us and save us and take care of us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Help us serve you better and rejoice better. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. So let's enjoy that Catholic faith. Let's be models of rejoicing. Let us sing to the Lord, glorious in his triumph. Alleluia. Mighty and wonderful are your works, Lord God Almighty. Righteous and true are your ways, O King of the nations. Oh, who would dare refuse you honor or the glory due your name, O Lord? Since you alone are holy, all nations shall come and worship in your presence. Your mighty deeds are clearly seen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Let us sing to the Lord, glorious in his triumph. Alleluia. In honor of Mary's gifts from the Holy Spirit, grant us the Holy Spirit's consolation, blessing, and guidance. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. A reading from the book of Revelation. So we're getting on to the very end of this remarkable, inspiring call to radical discipleship that is the prophecy of the book of Revelation, and so much more than that, of course, but here we go. Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, bright as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb, through the middle of the street of the city. On either side of the river is the tree of life, with its 12 kinds of fruit, producing its fruit each month, and the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. Nothing accursed will be found there anymore, but the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it, and his servants will worship him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads, and there will be no more night. They need no light of lamp or sun, for the Lord God will be their light, and they will reign forever and ever. And he said to me, these words are trustworthy and true, for the Lord, the God of the spirits of the prophets, has sent his angel to show his servants what must take place soon. See, I am coming. Blessed is the one who keeps the words of the prophecy of this book. I, John, am the one who heard and saw these things. And when I heard and saw them, I fell down to worship at the feet of the angel who showed them to me. But he said to me, you must not do that. I am a fellow servant with you and your comrades, the prophets, and with those who keep the words of this book. Worship God. Responsory prayer. Night will be no more, for the Lord God will be the light for his servants, and they shall reign forever. Alleluia. The throne of the Lamb will be in the holy city. There his servants will worship him, and they shall reign forever. Alleluia. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Sorry about that. And we'll take our second reading from the preaching, from a sermon by Blessed Isaac of Stella, Abbot. Just as the head and body of a man form one single man, So the Son of the Virgin and those who have chosen to be his members form a single man, and the one Son of Man, Christ, full and entire, head and body, say the scriptures. Since all the members form one body, which, with his head, is the one Son of God, Son of Man, and he, with the Son of God, is one Son of God, who himself with God is one God. Therefore, the whole body with its head is Son of Man, Son of God, and God. This is the explanation of the Lord's words. Father, I desire that as you and I are one, so may they be one with us. And so, according to this well-known reading of Scripture, neither the body without the head, nor the head without the body, nor the head and body without God, make the whole Christ. When all are united with God, they become one God. The Son of God is one with God by nature. The Son of Man is one with him in his person. We, his body, are one with him sacramentally. Consequently, those who live by faith are spiritual members of Christ. Can truly say that they are what he is, the Son of God and God himself. But what Christ is by his nature, we are as his partners. What he is of himself in all fullness, we are as participants. Finally, what the Son of God is by generation, his members are by adoption. According to the text, as sons you have received the Spirit of adoption, enabling you to cry, Abba, Father. Through his Spirit he gave men the power to become sons of God, so that all those he has chosen might be taught by the firstborn among many brothers to say, Our Father, who are in heaven. Again, he said elsewhere, I ascend to my Father and your Father. But by the Spirit, from the womb of the Virgin, was born our head, the Son of Man, and by the same Spirit, in the waters of baptism, we are reborn as his body and as sons of God. And just as he was born without any sin, so we are reborn in the forgiveness of all our sins. As on the cross, he bore the sum total of the whole body's sins in his own physical body. So he gave his members the grace of rebirth in order that no sin might be imputed to his mystical body. As it is written, Blessed is the man to whom the Lord impugns no sin. The blessed man of this text is undoubtedly Christ, who forgives sins insofar as God is his head. Insofar as this man is head of the body, no sin is forgiven him. But insofar as the body that belongs to this head consists of many members, sin is not imputed to it. Just in himself, it is he who justifies himself. He alone is both Savior and saved. In his own body on the cross, he bore what he had washed from his body by the waters of baptism. Bringing salvation through wood and through water, he is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, which he took upon himself. Himself a priest, he offers himself as sacrifice to God, and he himself is God. Thus, through his own self, the Son is reconciled to himself as God, as well as to the Father and to the Holy Spirit. Responsory prayer. We are all one body in Christ, and in the one body we are members of one another. In his body the fullness of divinity dwells. In him you find your fullness. Alleluia. Christ is the head of the body, the church, the firstborn from the dead, so that in every way the primacy might be his. In his body the fullness of divinity dwells. In him you find your fulfillment. Alleluia. There is no greater love than to lay down your life for your friends. Alleluia. And then the Canticle of Mary. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. There is no greater love than to lay down your life for your friends. Alleluia. Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. Let us praise him and say, Son of the living God, bless your people. We pray to you, Lord Jesus, for all ministers of your church. As they break the bread of life, may they themselves receive nourishment and strength. We pray for the whole Christian people, that all may be worthy of their calling and safeguard their unity in the Spirit by the bond of peace. We pray for those who govern us, that they may temper justice with mercy and promote harmony and peace throughout the world. We pray for ourselves, that our hearts may be purified to sing your praises in the communion of saints. May we be reunited with our deceased brothers and sisters, particularly Pope Francis, whom we still remember, whom you called to yourself in your mercy, whom we also recommend to your loving kindness. We pray for Bill to be healed from his infirmities. We pray for Father Rob Galea to be able to meet his goal and touch many, many hearts, creating those million pathways. Help us to invest in one another and eliminate all envy, rivalry, vainglory, and competition that is unhealthy within the church and within our church communities. Teach us to walk with you, to love you, to consider you greater than ourselves, to empty ourselves, to be filled with your love of the ever greater God. We pray for your intentions for Holy Father Pope Leo and for those who govern us, that they can shepherd us through the difficult decisions of this year and show us the true wisdom that characterizes your gifts in creation and grace. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil and from the evil one. Lord, by this Easter mystery, prepare us for eternal life. May our celebration of Christ's death and resurrection guide us to salvation. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you, and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. Let us pray for the Holy Father's monthly intentions. Pope Francis selected all the intentions for this whole year, so they're still his intentions. Another way to remember him. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. This is for the dignity of work, to enhance human dignity. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I want to take some extra time to pray as much as we can of a Holy Rosary, using the flame of love insert, which is spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity. I'm not doing much. I've done my work for today, so I prefer to just sit back, kind of try to open my mind to have holy thoughts, reflect on the Word of God. It's Friday, so let's reflect on the mystery of Christ being handed over for our salvation in the mystery of his suffering, his Paschal mystery. Jesus is handed over by the Father to ungrateful men. Through his friend Judas Iscariot in the Garden of Olives, he suffers to bring his human will into alignment with the will of the Father, even when all hope seems lost. He brings us back from our waywardness through his obedient love. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil and from the evil one. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, how praiseworthy you are, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. Praiseworthy Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Pray for us, Holy Mother of God. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity. Pray for us, Holy Mother of God, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And that flame of love insert is all about asking God to illuminate the hearts and souls of men, to act in our world today as he did first by renewing the church, and then also by speaking and acting in the hearts of men, so that they may be converted, that the whole world may glorify God's divine mercy and live in his will. So that's what that petition means. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And we pray that to desire this more and more as we pray each flame of love prayer inside the Hail Mary. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. As we turn to the mystery of Christ accepting the scourging, the Roman scourging, which was so brutal that it could actually peel skin back from a man's back with each time the whip was pulled out, because it had little barbs that would pull. So brutal, brutal, brutal. But I'm reminded of my neighbor Oscar, the son of Clarissa, who passed on so recently. I remember him, and I thank God with each first part of the Hail Mary for the life that young man had, for his baptism, for all the kind things that he ever did in his 35 years or 31 years on earth. And I ask and pray for his soul, if it's in purgatory, in the state of purification, to be helped and to protect his mother and help his mother. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. As well as also praying for the grace of chastity, the recommended intention for this mystery. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity. Pray for us, Holy Mother of God, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Sometimes we assume we have more time to work out and bring to fruition the grace and the gifts you give us. Sometimes we just think we have more and more time, but we need to value the time, spend time in silence, ask God again and again for guidance and help, so that we don't, in the present moment, just being happy or comfortable or choosing what we think is best, destroy the future. So we pray that God may vanquish our pride as we go forward into this decade where we speak and reflect and see ourselves in Christ being crowned with thorns and jeered at by the soldiers who hurt him so badly with their words, but also mocked his royal heritage, his kingship as son of David and son of man, and yet he makes himself the servant of even these wicked men in not retaliating, in allowing his brain to be pierced by the crown of thorns as the thorns from the crown, a special type that are so fierce that if you just push them and they push them, it can even go and cut into part of Jesus' skull. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Pray for those who suffer diseases of their minds, of their brain, mental illness, mental disability. Help them to know the love of the humble, suffering Christ in this mystery. Pray for us, Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, and spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, and spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity. Pray for us, Holy Mother of God, Mother of most humble Jesus, pierced in the brain. Pray for us now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And, you know, there's many things that may not be strictly focused on that can come to you. Sometimes God wants to have a conversation with you or help you realize what's inside of your heart so that you can have a conversation later. I've learned that over time. But anyway, the mystery of the fourth mystery is that Christ will carry his cross. And we don't know all the details either from mystics and their private revelations, which I think are fairly reliable most of the time, as long as there's not a strong human factor involved in the person's mindset. But Jesus is said to fall several times, so we want to be persevering through our temptations, our trials. Let our minds be raised up with Christ into the heavenly places so that we can be saved from falling again and again into sins, into pride, into not doing things that we ought to do during our lives. Help us to be able to trust in him and have faith in God, even when it doesn't seem like he's blessing us or it doesn't seem like it makes any sense. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. And spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity. Pray for us, Holy Mother of God, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Christ, persevering to the very end, even as the chief priests and their acolytes and their soldiers and their guards jeer at Jesus and all the darkness of the invisible powers of darkness, does their worst, Christ perseveres, and he cries out in his mother tongue, Aramaic, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, my God, why have you forsaken me? This is the beginning of the Aramaic version of Psalm 22, and some theologians and catechists say that it's really a way of praying that whole prayer and everything included in it, but also a cry showing the truth. This is what happened to the Son of God. He came into the world and we crucified him, and he experienced all of this for us. So let's reflect on that mystery and ask God for the rosary intention of final perseverance, that we may not be caught up in our little successes or choked by the riches and anxieties and pleasures of life, overcome by doubt or worry or fear, that we may persevere even when people make fun of us, even when we are pierced by their words or disappointed by our failures. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Mary, be a mother to us now. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Pray for us, Holy Mother of God, be a mother to us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I know long, but it was a special day of prayer and reflection for me, of putting some special time away to be quiet, to reflect, to do a penance, even during Easter. Well, I offer my plunder, indulgence, or equivalent graces right after the Salve Regina for the souls, for a soul that our Lord has chosen in purgatory. Queen of Heaven, rejoice, Alleluia. The Son whom you have merited to bear, Alleluia, has risen as he said, Alleluia. Rejoice and be glad, O Virgin Mary, Alleluia, for the Lord has truly risen, Alleluia. I offer you, Lord, my blessing of the plenary indulgence from the Church, for the soul in purgatory. May he or she be released and helped right now, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I love this prayer. Loving Mother of the Redeemer, Gate of Heaven, Star of the Sea, assist your people who have fallen yet strive to rise again. To the wonderment of nature, you bore your Creator, yet remained a virgin after as before. You who received Gabriel's joyful greeting, have pity on us poor sinners. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I promise not to do that to you every day. I wouldn't have time every day. But as I said, I just felt really led by the Spirit to do that, to do more rosaries today, and it turned out really good. Great Holy Rosary.